Welcome to Veterans Memorial Park. This park is dedicated to honoring the courageous individuals of Somerset who have served our nation. While here, we invite you to pause at the memorial and reflect on their sacrifice and dedication.
I am Merle Boyle, a fifth-generation Somerset resident. My family was among the first early settlers to move to this area shortly after 1850. Somerset has a proud history of veterans amongst its residents, as its founder, General Sam Harriman, being a particularly notable example. Samuel Harriman joined the Union Army during the American Civil War, and in 1862 served in 30th Wisconsin's Volunteer Infantry Regiment as a captain. He later was appointed colonel of the 37th Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry Regiment and participated in significant battles, including the Battle of the Crater during the Siege of Petersburg in Virginia. After the Civil War, Harriman returned to Somerset and resumed his business life. His farm possessed 555 acres, and his sawmill cut over 3 million feet of lumber per year. The Apple River, which powered Harriman's mill, also served as a vital waterway for the area explorers. In 1680, Daniel Grierson steered Duluth journeys down the St. Croix River past present-day Somerset while seeking a water route to the Pacific Ocean from Lake Superior. Using the Brule St. Croix River system, he established a route that subsequently fur traders would later utilize. French Canadian explorers, fur traders, and lumbermen were not the first to be here, though, historically. Groups like the Chippewa, Ho-Chunk, and Dakota inhabited this region. The St. Croix, Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, are early inhabitants of an area encompassing Somerset, with their territories extending east and north of the St. Croix River. Joined west in 1849 by the California Gold Rush, Samuel Harriman passed through Wisconsin. Though he initially returned to Maine, the opportunities he saw in Wisconsin proved too compelling and drew him back. He and his brother Hudson Harriman settled in the area in May of 1856. Samuel named his village Somerset. Interesting, some early French-Canadian pioneers confused the name with Saint-Morset, which also gained temporary usage. The brothers founded a logging company, sawmill, grist mill, and stores in the vicinity of what is now Main Street. To power the mill, they constructed a dam where Main Street crosses the Apple River today. After returning from the Civil War in 1865, Sam Harriman developed Harriman's Landing on the St. Croix, which is Landing Hill, on Highway 35. 64 to better bring people and goods into Somerset. In 1884, he brought the Wisconsin Central Railroad through Harriman's Landing, which was instrumental in bringing the railroad into northern western Wisconsin.
We've only scratched the surface of the Harriman's profound influence on Somerset. There are countless more stories to tell, and we encourage you to delve deeper into their remarkable contributions to this community's history at the Somerset Public Library's History Room.